Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Anybody else feeling the effects of the Golden Knights game last night? Holy, honestly, I feel like I was in a fight. Woke up this morning, I felt like I got beat up.
I was so bummed out because all I could think of was you saying, we are not shaking their hands.
No, we're not shaking hands
tonight.
We're not
doing it.
We ended up shaking hands tonight.
I know, man.
Sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
It sucked.
Yeah, to get all the way to overtime, too, and it just, yuck. I'm a sports guy.
Yeah.
It's deep in the fabric of my being. I do not, and people that I used to believe were intelligent, social media exposes a lot of that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? But people that I believed were intelligent were like, we need a new goalie. We need to, we're not firing the coach again. Stop it. Your team got 100 points in the regular season, won the Pacific Division.
Hello.
Again.
Preach.
Got to the second round of the playoffs, had to fight and scratch and claw. And yeah, were the last two game shutouts? Yes. Your captain is hurt. Edmonton's got a hot goalkeeping right now for whatever reason, because Stuart Skinner, their goaltender, was cooked. And just, you know, he got a couple of days to sit and think about what he had done. And came back with a vengeance.
Yeah, I just love like how you in sports or anything, he like misses one goal and they're like, that's it, get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
It's part of the game. You're going to win and lose.
This team needs changes.
Yeah.
What the F do you know about it?
Dude.
Because this just in, you couldn't put on a pair of skates and go from blue line to blue line. So calm down.
True.
Calm down.
I know.
Ugh.
Don't be mean to those boys.
I'm sorry, man. Which makes me come back around. I have to ask. I missed this yesterday. Your beloved Cleveland Cavaliers, which I realize you didn't say anything.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Your hometown Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Why'd you call them
so heartbreaking?
Why'd you call them frauds?
Because they're frauds.
Oh. Are they frauds?
Because for the past 3 years, they have been eliminated.
This is what I'm talking about right here. This is what I'm talking about right here.
What do you mean?
Go ahead. No, continue.
Listen, they're frauds. They're soft. They lost in the same fashion. They've had two different coaches with two different systems, right?
Yeah.
So they've tried each different way, and they've gotten eliminated in the same way by being punked out, by the other team being more physical.
Not punked out.
For real. They were punking them out, staring them down, talking trash to them. Sometimes the lights are too bright, and that's what happens to Steve. Brother, they set a record. They were the most successful offense in NBA history in the regular season.
I'm laughing at your passion. Half because that's not what I expected, and half because I'm ever so slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah. But that's
let me make it even more uncomfortable.
I giggle when I'm uncomfortable.
You know what makes me so sad?
What?
My dad is 81 years old.
And he'll never.
I thought we'd have one more run to take him to the championship. You
LeBron,
know what I mean?
LeBron ain't coming back, dude.
And we could finally do it without him. This was the year that we could do it without him. And they ruined it. By the way, if you've noticed in the NBA, you know who's having success? The Knicks. This is the easiest year to win a title, and they ruined it. And now the Knicks got to celebrate. I got to hear all these New Yorkers. Thank you, Michaela, for not wearing that ugly Yankees hat. So I don't have to see that.
I knew you'd be more
nasty.
Whoa! This fire! This fire is now burning out of control.
You're good.
We go do producer stuff.
Exactly what I wanted. Thank you. But this is, and sometimes it just doesn't work your way.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other guy has a good day.
Yeah.
But that's what sports does. That's what I love about sports.
Totally.
What he just did right there.
I don't even know what he's talking about, and I'm fired up.
Yeah, I hate the Cavaliers now.
Now they're over for me.
I hate the
Cavaliers. Get out of our life.
I didn't like them before.
Yeah.
I didn't even know
they're over for
much
me.
About
losers.
It. Yeah. Forget it. You're right. Blow up the Golden Knights. Blow up T-Mobile. Blow up the Golden Knights. Blow all of it.
Yeah.
Losers.
Sick.
No, their emotions, they
totally.
Get raw. That's why sports is awesome.
Yeah, I'm into it.
We'll be back opening night. Don't worry. Give us a few months to
stew. No, that'll be the thing. Honest to God. When does the NBA start? October.
We'll see you back in October.
October, right? Right around Labor Day, he's going to be like, Cavs are going to go on another run. Cavs are going to go on. Oh, this is our year.
So I just want to know singing the national anthem. That's where I like to know things.
It starts and ends there with you.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, did you hear the Terribles news?
No.
They bought 3 out of the 5 Fabulous Freddy's.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
So it's like my worlds are colliding because Freddie's a good dude. He's been, I know him from way back. And so good for you, Fred, cashing out.
Love
good for
that.
You. Nice.
Good.
Terribles expands their empires. And I can't wait to see what happens with Fabulous Freddy's.
Oh, I love
especially
that.
The one over like Boca Park-ish.
Yeah.
Because that's where, they've been taking care of my truck since I had that truck.
I know you're a Terribles guy through and through.
So, yes. Yes.
If you didn't hear me, actually, you would think I just said you're a terrible guy through and through, but you're a Terribles guy through and through.
Some would say both accurate. Both ways. Both ways. Yeah. They're like, makes sense. Okay. It's all good.
Fine. All right.
Okay. So wait. So on Monday in the howling wind, you went to Italian barbecue in somebody's backyard. How did that go?
Let me tell you something about Italians. Nobody is more stubborn. We get to this Italian barbecue, party of 13 people, our close friends. I come in with cannolis. I'm so excited I'm bringing something.
I was just going to say, what makes it an Italian barbecue?
Uh-huh.
Cannolis.
Yeah.
Got it.
There was lasagna instead of burgers. It was very nice. But they were adamant that we sit outside. And the wind is blowing. But my friend already decided.
Not just blowing.
Yeah,
howling. Roaring.
Howling. So us idiots all walk outside. Because they refuse to move the party inside because they have decided it's an outside barbecue. We looked a hot mess. The plates were flying. The food was flying.
But this is not the story.
No.
The story is
when we got done, wind makes you tired, ready to go home. My eyes hurt. We were done. Well, we go back into the kitchen. We're standing there. And I said, where's your husband? My friend Adam. I said, where's your husband? She goes, oh, girl, he's probably in the room. And I said, well, what does that mean? Her husband decided that his party was over. So we went upstairs into his bedroom. And I said, is he done now?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, he does this all the time. We had a party for Thanksgiving last year. And out of nowhere, he just went upstairs and went to bed.
Oh, no, that's my wife. My wife is well known for the Irish goodbye.
Stop. At your own house?
No. Okay, there's the difference.
Right?
There's the difference. So at your own house, if he decides to bail... And just leaves. Okay, and let's not feed into the idea that now we all know this is what Adam does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So before you know that this is what Adam does, is it really freaking funny? Or is it rude? It's your own house, bro. And are you passive aggressively? This is where I take this.
Uh-huh.
Are you passive aggressively telling me to get out?
I know. I was nervous. I grabbed my keys.
Or is it maybe that Adam's something of a secondary player? So, okay, fine.
Yeah.
He's decided to take himself out of the mix.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He ate with everybody. He said hello. Yeah. He's tired. Man's got to go to bed.
He had a Negroni?
Yeah.
Had a Negroni? Did. Maybe two? He's out.
Yeah. Yeah, he cooked some of the food.
He's got to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
702-364-9898. I'm leaning towards fun, but I find these things amusing. Anyway, uh-huh. Is it funny or is it rude? Party in his own house. He just disappears. Where'd he go? He went to bed. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Marcelo Hernandez tickets for caller number 25. That's that dude from SNL. 702-364-9898. It's your first pick right now. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, for the record, I've totally changed my answer. I just literally in the last 10 seconds, I've just changed my answer.
How? For this.
Michaela went to, well, I'll tell you in a moment, mm-hmm. lady. Michaela sends me an email, says my friend and her husband host gatherings, most recently on Monday, stubborn Italian barbecue. We don't care if it's windy. We're out there doing the Lieutenant Dan, holding on to the patio cover. Is that all you got?
Literally. Lisa was holding on to the pool pillows. We were like, Lisa, just right. Let it go. Let him fly in the water. Get over here.
But Adam, is his name?
Yes.
So Adam just bails out. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Oh, we got Karina Figueroa from Central Vegas.
Yeah, he's had enough. Oh, God, Karina, what do you call Central Vegas?
I literally live in front of the Stratosphere. I don't. It's not in the city because that's behind.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's yuck.
Yes.
I was like, you have phone service? No. Actually, you know what's funny? I drove behind there because I went, I haven't been through Naked City in a while. It's feeling a little dangerous.
Ooh.
And it, no, and I drove there. Not so bad.
You know what? I hate that. You think it's going to be like so crazy cool. Yeah. And then you're like, this is normal. Bye.
I was like, why am I taking my life into my own hands?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because I'm not.
Yeah, there's no risk here.
Yeah, it's fine. Really it's fine. It's fine. But you live on the other side, like by the lawyer's offices.
I live more in front of right on Sahara and Paradise, like kind of that area.
Yeah.
No, that's dope.
That's kind of my area. That. Not right where she is.
It's a little bit more. It's just a walking distance towards Main Street, really.
Sure. Sure.
Love that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's enough that if you see a crackhead in your neighborhood, you're like, dude, you're lost. What are you doing? Yeah. The fentanyl's the other way.
They just walk around and then roam away really quick. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what they're looking for.
You don't have it. Or at least you're not giving or at least you're not giving them any of yours. So
no, not at all.
That's right. So if Adam's done with it, the party's in his house. But if all of a sudden, where'd Adam go? He went to bed. Is that funny or is that rude?
I've actually had something happen like that to me in my house. We did a housewarming party with my roommate. And my roommate decided to just go lock herself in the door and gave up, like, for the night. And they're like, where did she go? I'm like, she said bye, y'all. Like, you guys overstayed your welcome. I'm going to be honest.
That's hilarious.
After a certain time, I could see why, like, you know, some people just stay too long. You know, you always have some friends that linger a little too long.
Here's what the thing is. He did cook a lot of the food. He was very present while he was there. He's very lovely, very nice. But we also were only there, you guys. We got to the barbecue at 6. He was in bed by 7:30, like lights out. He was like, get out of my house. And we were like, okay,
oh, no.
So I love that, but I love that you're trying to make an excuse for him.
Yeah, because part of me thinks it's funny.
If it's before 10 p.m., No.
It's a Monday. Oh, that's funny. Monday, though.
But that's industry night. That's industry night.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's day off for the industry. I hear you. I definitely hear you. There was a Knights game that night, so he probably was missing that a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, wanted to go watch. I assume there's a TV in the bedroom. This is the answer that I can't. I told you I changed my answer 10 seconds ago. Here's the answer I came up with. It's funny because it is rude. You know what I mean? Is it so rude that, oh, God, I'm never talking to him again?
Uh-huh.
No, it's just like, okay, no, screw you two.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. And I text his wife, my dear friend, and I said, thank you. She said, sorry about Adam. He's no longer invited to our house parties. And I was like, he lives there, baby.
He lives there. He's probably always. No, but you know what? I also get that.
Yeah.
It's like if my wife wants to have the girls over, I don't need to be there. No, they love you. In this context, they love me for about 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Enough where I can go, hey, guys, I'll see you in a little bit.
Sure.
And then I can text from B-dubs down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I can text and go, hey, is this thing over yet? Can I come home now?
Yeah.
Or she'll text me and go, hey, I'm just cleaning up. And I'm like, great, I'll be there in an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lee Minden, Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. We told this yesterday, as promised, telling it again today because it's just so good. A 31-year-old former Royal Marine from the United Kingdom just completed the longest triathlon ever. Dude, this is just the idea that you go, I'm going to do this. This sounds like something that you go, I'm going to do that one day.
Oh, yeah. And then you never do.
You
like
work
normal
your way
people.
Up to it. Yeah, let's work my way up. Started last September, this guy named Mitch Hutchcraft. He's raising money for a group called SAVSIM. It's a charity in the UK that protects wildlife and also works with veterans.
Oh.
Just weird. It's like you should focus on one probably. But, you know, still good. It's all good. This dude started last September on the world's longest triathlon ever. Swam the English Channel. That's tough. And that's hard.
Insane.
It's actually hard with the currents and it's cold and all this other stuff. Then he rode a bike from 7,500. I can't. You know why? Because it makes my crotch hurt.
It's mind blowing.
It makes my crotch hurt.
I know.
Just thinking about it.
I know.
He rode a bike 7,500 miles from Europe to India. Then on his feet, walked or ran 500 miles to Nepal.
No.
You know what's in Nepal? Mount Everest. Why do you climb Mount Everest? Because it's there. And this past Sunday, he finished that up.
Dude, I can't even take a spin class, and I'm in shape. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they kill me.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Buddy of mine was like, yeah, you're on the treadmill every day, right? And I go, God, no. You nuts? I mean, it's there. I look at it.
Yeah, when I put my clothes on it, my laundry.
Yeah, I should use this. No, we won't do that.
Good for you.
We refuse to do that.
Okay, good.
But we sure as hell don't use it either. Anyway, this dude, yeah, he tried to record a video. It's great. Tried to record a video at the summit of Mount Everest.
Uh-huh.
But there's so much wind, and he lost his voice, so you can't hear anything.
Can't even hear it.
It's great. But his crowning achievement, he's up there, and he's giving his I Have a Dream speech.
This is hysterical.
You know what I mean? This is his big moment. No.
No one can hear him.
Nothing. And then a woman in Houston, this might even be better. What's better than that? Kitten quinceañera. She threw a quinceañera for her cat.
Oh.
Okay? Because Holly, cat.
Oh.
it's 15th birthday. So they put the cat in a quinceañera dress. At a mariachi band, the whole deal. And Miranda Gonzalez, who spent a year planning this, but
oh my God.
Asked people on TikTok.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah.
Asked people to donate to a shelter called Almost Home Cat Haven. It turned out that they were looking at closing down. But thanks to Miranda Gonzalez and her 15-year-old cat, Holly, who they threw a quinceañera for, crazy person. Now the cat shelter is doing pretty good.
Oh my God. Wait, I didn't know that it was for an actual reason. I had just seen
just stupid the cat
and I was obsessed. I was like, that's good enough for me.
See the video of the cat coming in the Bentley?
Car?
In the Bentley? Yeah.
I, Chet, you know I love that stupid stuff. But it was for a good cause too. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. That good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
The first thing I thought this morning, Dave Hall said it on Fox 5 earlier while I was getting ready for the show, and he's right. It's like, what are we supposed to do now?
Oh, true.
Nights are out. Now, listen, you only have to wait until Saturday because the Aces season starts, so we got something else to get behind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Aces start their season in New York on Saturday already.
Celebrity.
Then they'll play at Connecticut on Tuesday. Home opener a week from tomorrow against the Washington Mystics at Michelob Ultra Arena. Aces season tickets sold out.
Wow.
Single game tickets still available for some games, but not all.
That's awesome.
Also kind of crazy, and I was going to talk about it yesterday, and then I was like, I don't know. Is it really worth it? The Aviators are playing and I know you'll love this. The Aviators are playing the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Yes.
The Chihuahuas this week. They are the farm team for the San Diego Padres. Is that right? Is that who Yu Darvish throws for?
Yeah.
I thought so. And Yu Darvish, who's one of the big, he's a big time star in baseball. He's coming off an injury, so a lot of times they'll have him do a game or two for the minor league club before they go back to the major league.
Sure.
So he pitched here in Vegas.
Oh my gosh!
Last night.
Fun.
They sold it out.
Way to go!
Awesome.
I know.
Listen, anyone who's a mascot Chihuahua has my vote as well.
I knew you'd love. No, I knew you'd love
that
it.
Support.
Do you like them better than the Space Cowboys? The Sugarland Space Cowboys?
I do. But Space Cowboys is pretty cool.
Close.
On my third. But Chihuahua, no, please. He's like a little mad Chihuahua guy. He means business guy Chihuahua.
Have you seen the logo?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, he's Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah. But we Sold. But we hate them.
Well, yes, we do.
And El Paso in general.
Kind of.
Don't at me. It's all jokes. But anyway, I thought it was cool that the Aviators literally, while the Knights have a do or die game five. Sorry, that was bad because they died. but with an important Knights game last night, that still nearly 9,000 people decided, no, you know what? I'm going to skip it and I'm going to go to the baseball game.
Yeah, it's dope. That feels really cool too. I just like everything about it over there. It's nice.
Benefit of having one of the best minor league parks in the country,
no doubt.
In the world.
No doubt. Hey, because listen, before, with all love and respect, and you know, I appreciate my history and things like that, and I proudly went to Sam Boyd Stadium for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Sometimes the idea of going to Cashman,
I know, dude, I
was
know.
Not my favorite.
Yeah,
it was not my favorite.
Cashman's close to my heart because I got to sing my first anthem there, but it was wild.
And you never forget your first. The lights still play there, and I know right now they're like, oh come on, dude,
it's hard
enough for us. Don't. But I would love to see, and I know they would too. I would love to see a soccer specific stadium that we could maybe build into something.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It'd be tough in the summer; it's so hot. But they're playing at Cashman now, so whatever.
Yeah.
So deal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yep.
Maybe if you build a new one, you could put in misters.
Yeah.
Or a dome.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Sounds expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, let's get after it. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel is a two-time champ. Right when nobody was looking, she just slipped in there and got two. Going for win number three today. Kumail Nanjiani tickets for you. He's that guy from that thing.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff. You can be like, oh God, I know that. I love that dude.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing stand-up here in town. We want to send you for free. 702-364-9898. Kumail Nanjiani is here in October, so you got time to pick your outfit and stuff like that. But our friends at Live Nation wanted to give us some free tickets now. So you want to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? 702-364-9898 right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown at 702-364-9898. Our champion, Brooke Sutherland from Wagon Wheel, returns to go after win number three. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
How you feeling? Smart?
Yes, I am.
I love that.
Yes,
yes you are.
Yeah.
In fact, who's our challenger?
We got Ed Gastelum representing downtown Vegas.
Hell yeah, bro.
What's up?
How much downtown? What are your cross streets?
Well, down Fremont.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, dude.
Are you in one of them condos?
No, not yet.
Oh, gotcha.
Working on it.
Yeah, gotcha. But that's my hood. I love it.
Park is all that area, that Tiffany Park area.
Oh, so cool.
Fun.
Yeah, dude.
There's a house down there? There's like houses?
Mm-hmm.
It's all new development. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But so are you in an apartment?
Well, right now I'm just staying at the casino until things get situated.
Oh, my dream life.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I've never, in all the years, and that's what people think that we do here.
I was going to say, uh-huh.
But I don't know that I've ever actually talked to anybody who's doing it.
We've
had people do the weekly. Hey, we're staying in a weekly right now.
Yeah.
And it's every bit what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that. I've never had somebody go, no, I'm right now. So which could... tell us which casino.
Well, you know, because of the rules, you can't stay in the casino hotel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, don't say, forget I asked the question. Yeah, I don't need to be all up in your business. I don't need to be all up in your business.
I'm cool. I stay wherever the, you know, best rates I can get, like the Palms.
Yeah, yeah.
Or down Golden Gate.
Sure.
The D. There's a lot of great casinos I could stay at.
Yeah, so dude.
Golden Gate's freaking dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is cool.
I love it. It's way underrated. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, make sure to buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may have thought that you got in first, but you did not. And first one to three wins the game. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This entertainer is hosting the American Music Awards, but suffered from a facial injury while rehearsing songs like Love Don't Cost a Thing and Let's Get Loud. What's her name?
Shame on both of you.
Sorry.
2-1.
Shut up, dummy.
Oh, do you not know either,
no.
Adrian?
What?
That's Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I didn't know she was hosting.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I knew that in rehearsal something hit her in the face.
Yeah.
And they're not. There's pictures and videos and whatnot, but there's no other news as to what happened.
I know.
I also think that this may be a ploy to. I always think everything is a work to promote. Because did you know that Jennifer Lopez was hosting the American Music Awards till this very moment?
Not at all.
Well,
nope.
It all works, kids.
Mm-hmm. True. Very good.
Champion 0, challenger 0, host of the show, Chet Buchanan, 1.
Woo.
And if I get 3, everybody goes home with nothing. And we just give the tickets to the masses. You got to give up your crown and everything, Brooke. So pull it together.
No, I'm not ready.
Yeah, pull it together. All right, here we go.
Despite this country singer's felonies, he's still being welcomed to perform in London with his wife, Bunny, because they've turned their life around.
Brooke.
Jelly Roll.
Yeah, is it Jelly Roll?
Yeah, dude.
By the way, and you have not lived until you see the most amazing picture that Michaela has ever taken.
I had DMs. People were like, congratulations. Are you collabing with Jelly Roll? I said, no.
Okay.
They're trolling me.
Yeah. So
go to our socials.
Adrian posted.
Swear to God, Adrian.
Adrian posted on our socials.
News is news.
Yeah. Breaking news. Yeah, Jelly Roll links up with 98.5 KLUC host at American Idol.
Sick.
And then in the caption, we can't confirm or deny a future Jelly Roll and Michaela Gordon collab. And why this is funny, and we've talked about this a few times, but now it's come to life. So why is Jelly Roll derp face in your picture?
Listen, I went to the American Idol reunion.
Yeah.
And I was very excited to see Jelly Roll. So I asked one of the producers, hey, can I just grab a picture with Jelly Roll really fast? He was like, oh, fine, Michaela, come on. So he drags me over. I had to do this very fast. I said, Jelly Roll, can I have a photo? It was the only thing I want. I'm not a starstruck girl. I just wanted it. I took the photo as a selfie. I look at the photo. He runs off.
Sure, it's just
the
quick.
The only one you can tell is my face. You can't even tell it's Jelly Roll.
So what's he doing? Is he turning to talk to somebody else?
Who knows what he's doing, because it's just a blur of his face.
It's my favorite.
I said, are you kidding me?
No, it's my favorite thing. But he is in motion while this picture is being taken.
I mean, I'm still going to frame it, but it's just like I have to explain who it is now, and it's embarrassing.
985 KLUC if you want to see for yourself. Thank you very much. Brooke won. Ed is still waiting to get on the board, and I have one.
This 90s singer, best known for songs like Unbreak My Heart, is getting criticized for wearing an inappropriate outfit to her son's graduation, and it's coming from her sister, Tamar Braxton.
No, and rightfully so.
Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke. God, Michaela practically gave you the answer, didn't she?
Yeah.
Tony Braxton.
Wait a minute. Did you just say the... It's funny. By the way, she deserves everything she gets. I don't know why you're wearing Gucci clothes to your son's graduation. It's not about you. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, the tights were a little much.
Stop it. Yeah, I didn't understand it. Champion 2, Challenger Zip.
This singer/slash makeup guru who debuted her new pregnancy at the Met Gala has a new song with the Smurfs movie. What's her name?
Better get this one.
Ed.
Ed!
No, pressure.
Nothing?
Not, well, I know it just went blank.
One.
Not.
Happens,
Ed. Brooke, would you like to steal for the win?
I don't know it.
Okay.
Shut up, dummy.
It's my favorite one, by the way. Mostly because I love Red Fox. Uh-huh. The answer is Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
Rihanna's got a song, and she's also going to be Smurfette in the new Smurfs movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
First new music, what'd you say, in 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah, in a couple of years. I don't know exactly, but for sure a couple of years.
I got it written down here. It is, nope, that's Jennifer Lopez's nose injury. Well, I had it written down, but now I don't know where it is. Fine. But anyway, two for Brooke, two for me. Ed still needs to get on the board. First song in nearly 3 years for Rihanna.
A lot of celebrities like Salma Hayek were featured in the newest issue of this magazine, where they feature models gracing the pages in bikinis and swimwear.
Take it easy, pervy. Brooke for the win.
Brooke for the win. Sports Illustrated.
Is it Sports Illustrated for the win? Yes, yeah. Game over.
Smoke me.
Yeah, Ed, you just got to be a little quicker.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep.
I know you knew him.
Yeah, totally.
And we love your life. This is really great. Obsessed. Please call us more often. Tell us of your adventures.
You.
Yes.
Will do.
All right, man. We'll see.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, Brooke, three in a row for you. Look
Go
at
girl.
You.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, former five-time champion Jill Gilliland is considering maybe trying to squeeze in. If you end up going for a win number five, she may try to squeeze in and take that away from you.
That's a main event.
Oh, my. Okay. Challenge accepted.
On the next edition of Real Housewives of Wagon Wheel. Real, you know, of Wagon Wheel Mean Girls. It's great. In the meantime, you add to your list of prizes a pair of tickets to Kumail Nanjiani Doing This Again tour Saturday, October 18th at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. And we will see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, pal. Three-time winner, Brooke Sutherland from Wagon Wheel on Michaela's Hometown Throwback.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Yeah, by the way, new Asia Wilson A1s dropped today, too, with the Pearl. And did the Blues drop as well?
I believe so.
Yeah. Asia Wilson on top. Top. She can't be stopped. Stop. That's going to be also in her intro. That is a little sneak preview next Friday at Michelob Ultra Arena. Yeah, that's gonna. I'm gonna pop some of that into her intro.
Good. Yes. Let's go.
Let's
She's
go.
The MVP. P. 1, 2, and 3, 3, 3. Of course, she's got a shoe.
Ah,
it's the best.
Number 22.
I really liked that, Chad.
Hey.
Of course, she's got it.
You see what I'm doing.
This is why.
I think of these things
in
advance on occasion.
Yeah.
Not like this show where we just make stuff up.
Winging it.
But speaking of making stuff up on the spot, our producer and co-host and dear friend.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't know where this is going.
He goes, you know why Ed lives in hotels, right?
Why?
He says, you couldn't tell. Couldn't tell by his voice. He's in the mob. He's mobbed up. What are you talking about?
No, I can see that.
Do you think Ed's mobbed?
Maybe.
So why Ed goes from hotel to hotel?
But at first, he didn't want to give us the information.
He was
like, you know what? That makes me look even more suspicious.
Talk about my business.
Let me give him the information.
And what information did he give us?
None.
That something, the construction, something's being built.
Symphony Park.
That's where he does his little business.
He knows that's his
cover. Hanging people. Yeah.
And to
be fair, he didn't give us one hotel. He gave us multiple. So we couldn't stay on one track.
Windows, specifically.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't know if you knew.
Seen these movies. I've watched
I have many
these
of these
games,
shows.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. Well, we don't judge.
I don't judge anybody in this city. I know we were built on.
Yep. Live it up, guys.
I'm built on people like Ed. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
I want no problems.
Robert.
Now you're blowing up a spot.
I'm not.
Not going to stay here till late.
Are you trying to talk your way out of it?
Yes.
He's getting nervous now. His face is red.
I love this. So good. Hey, on the 177 second survey, a while ago, I'm thinking that I'm getting the fuller version of a shorter thing that we did, where it was pet owners would give up blah, blah, blah to extend the life of their pet. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, they give their own life. They take shave a couple of years off their
life. That's what
it was.
That's what it was.
For their pet.
Would you?
To take the years for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you might as well just, and you might, and I said, well, if you're doing that, you might as well just even it up.
Yeah.
So when they take their last breath, you take yours.
Yeah.
And that's good. A lot of people are like, yeah, I'm in.
I went home, told my fiance. She said, I'm totally in. Yes, I would.
Yeah. Forget about when you're going to die.
Yeah.
Just I'll go when the dog goes.
I literally was like, Lisa, did you know what you're saying? She's like, I do. Yes. I'm going with Bruno. Yeah.
But I'm standing right here.
Yeah, no, not the love of her life.
Okay. So I believe this is. So the headline of the extension of this was 1 in 7 dog owners said that they would ditch partner or spouse if it would increase their dog's lifespan by 3 years.
No!
Just 3 years. Well,
shady.
Well, so would you? That'll be our 177 second survey. We'll start there and see how far we can get in roughly 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right after this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
And you should know, we're doing Crime Junkies podcast live tickets for the... Oh, you're interested now, aren't you?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
What's the deal with Wagon Wheel right now?
What, dude?
They're hot right now.
Yeah,
they're
no doubt. Who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Aaron Perrier from Wagon Wheel.
From Wagon Wheel. It's weird. We're your number one hit music station in Wagon Wheel.
They love us in Wagon Wheel.
Love us in Wagon Wheel. Love us in Wagon Wheel.
Love you guys.
Can't
like
be
that.
Stopped in Wagon Wheel.
Uh-uh.
It's because I mentioned Johnny Max the other day.
So good.
I know, right?
Those wings.
Do you go to El Torito?
I haven't been in a while, but we used to go all the time as kids. We would go and order a soda if we could pay for it and eat all the chips and salsa.
Yes! Uh-huh. That's a pro tip.
The most adorable.
That's a pro tip.
Yep. Pro tip right now. National Pet Month. Here's your 177-second survey. National Pet Month. Would you sacrifice your partner to add years to your pet's life? We talked about that. So what we heard was you would take years off your life to give to theirs.
Yes.
Would you ditch your partner or spouse? Are they listening?
No, they're not.
Good. Never. So we can speak freely.
Yeah.
Would you ditch them to add 3 years onto your dog's life?
No. My dog likes to chew up things and puke all over my floor, and my husband's not that happy, so...
Well, at least with the chewing.
Yeah. Right.
That's so funny. Millennials were the most likely to say that they would dump their partner
for
the dog. Would you give up your favorite food for the rest of your life to extend your dog's life by 3 years?
Yeah, that one I could. I have a lot of favorite food. One can go.
I'm with you on that. I was like, if I never had pizza again...
Oof.
Man, that would suck, but I'd do it.
Worth it.
Yeah, worth it. Worth it. Would you give up? Do you have a dog?
No, I'm allergic.
I just.
You never had a dog?
No, allergic. More cats.
Huh.
Oh.
Huh.
Sorry for your allergy loss.
Do we all think less of Adrian now?
I think we all judged him silently.
I've been judging you guys all show, so it's okay. Giving up pizza.
Just today.
Are you crazy?
Just today? Yeah, please jump in if you got a take on that. Jump in. You think that's nuts?
Stuffed crust? Get out of here.
That's funny.
Sorry, Scruffy. You got to go. I ain't giving up that stuffed crust. We'll stuff you instead.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Would you give up coffee forever?
Oh, that one's hard. For three more years with them?
Three. Just three.
All right, I'll sound like a terrible person, so I'm going to say I'll give up.
No,
coffee.
It's not a terrible. No, that's real life.
I really love coffee.
Nobody's judging here except for Adrian.
You can be honest. Yeah.
Adrian's judging.
Yeah,
the rest
but he's
of us
the only not. One.
Right.
You don't have to give up your coffee.
Man, yeah, that's hardcore.
Yeah, dude, I'm like addicted to coffee. I love it.
What's your drink of choice? Are you a wine drinker?
I like seltzer. I do like wine. Well, I'm just a new girl.
I think it would be harder. I think it would be harder for wine drinkers. You know, because women who love wine really love wine.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Guys, like, could I give up whiskey? I don't know, man. I could probably give up beer.
Would you give up whiskey or coffee?
Whiskey.
Okay.
Oh, the thought of it. would you be willing to have all of your favorite TV shows and movies spoiled for you?
Oh, my God.
In a trade for 3 more years with your dog?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I would too, but I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it at all.
Yeah, I would be happy about it, but I would take the information in.
At that point, I might become a little resentful of the dog.
Uh-huh.
Every time I'd be like, you son of a, you caused this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Just past 8 o'clock, Thursday morning, not quite Friday. Golden Knights hangover day.
Oi.
Oh, that's it. We're done.
Gotta go.
See you in September.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Bummer, dude. Bummer.
Golden Knights lose in OT. Got shut out twice in a row. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
I think they got schemed a little bit. You know what I mean? I think Edmonton shut down the right people.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know?
Yeah. Listen, they're a great team. They had a great season. They should be proud of themselves. You win some, you literally lose some. That's what you get for putting yourself out there. And I'm proud of them.
Don't, well, listen, I'm not that guy. I'm not panic guy when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
There was a clickbait article today in a reputable sports, you know, is the Golden Knights Stanley Cup window closing?
Oh my God.
I didn't look at it because my initial answer was no.
Yeah.
But people get wound up about stuff now. So I'm over here being calm guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm over here being like, oh, everything's fine. You won the Pacific Division. You had over 100 points. I can tell you 16 other teams, maybe even more, that would kill. You know, that would murder.
Hello?
That would murder to have that kind of year.
Absolutely.
Edmonton got the best of you this time, and I'm not sure why that was, because I don't think there are people now who are going, oh, look at Edmonton. They're going to win. Oh, they're going to win the cup. No, they're not.
Yeah, but listen, in an only way I know how to relate to things, Whitney Houston got a Grammy over Mariah Carey. Are they both incredible? Yes. Have they both had their time in the sun? Yes. They're both still really good teams. I hope they had a lot of fun. Go Knights.
I don't know why I'm so amused by that.
Michaela, shout out to you for trying to come up with that.
That's the most Michaela thing. That's the most Michaela Gordon thing ever. Therefore, I am going to give time to this on the air because we were talking about it off the air. And I don't really have a place for this, and it's not really what we do. But it was funny. There were a couple of things that just annoyed us the other day. Adrian, this is what we, how we do. Tell us, is this right? Is this right or wrong?
Yes.
It's kind of we'll just keep it in-house. P1's court. Just keep it in house right now.
Love it.
All right. Maybe I'll extend this out to relationship rehab. We'll include it.
Okay.
It's frustrating. Hey, if you come to town and you're only doing one show, can you call that a residency?
No.
It's not a residency.
It's not a residency.
A residency is when you are a resident.
Yeah.
You are a visitor. You're coming in for the one and done. You're the booty call of shows.
Yes.
You're a one night stand. That's what you are. You're not a residency.
What qualifies as would 1 week or
at
one
least
month?
Three? At least 3 shows in a row.
Yes.
I don't like that. Even that's pushing it.
Over the course of a week. I feel like that too.
How many?
I feel like it's got to be like at least 2 months. Once a week at least.
Well, there's a lot of residencies that are probably don't meet that.
I know, but that's why I need to know the definition. Because I feel like people are out here saying, I have a residency. But it's
it's your show. You do whatever you want.
You live your life, babe.
That's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't make sense.
3's not enough.
No.
Huh.
Uh-uh.
I mean, it's a short residency. It's a residency.
It's a res.
If it's 3, I'm trying to find a way. Trying to find a way to make it all right. Hey, why does this happen in other businesses? Does this happen in other things? Because it happened to both of us recently. And it was funny. It just came. I forget even how it came up, but we both went, oh, I know. It sucks. Why do people feel the need to tell you when you're not first choice?
Oh, my God. Why? Ugh. Why?
That's icky. Yeah.
It is ick. Thank
it's
you.
Awful.
I don't
horrible.
Even get it because I'd never say that.
But put it into perspective of dating. If you're like, hey, you were my first choice, but you want to go on a date?
Yeah.
No.
You weren't the person I really wanted to be with. You weren't the person, but you'll do.
But
the other person's not available, so I'd like to take you out on Friday.
Yeah.
Nobody would do it. But it happened. It's weird. I thought it was just me.
It's a thing.
Hey, we had somebody who was going to host our event. They might not be able to do it. Would you be okay being our backup? No.
Never. There's no other place you could get away with saying that. And someone would be like, yeah. No, just don't say anything. Just say, do you want to do the event?
It's only entertainment, honestly.
And then I felt bad. Then the person who did it was posting, I'm so happy to be chosen. It's like, yeah, you were the third choice. But good for them.
Spicy.
No, yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't see, but I mean, literally, I'm just being literal with that. No. And so when they were like, would you be the second? I don't know why you say that.
I know.
I don't. Well, so-and-so couldn't do it. Will you do it? Oh, gee. Thanks.
I know.
Oh,
that's
thank
how it
you.
Feels.
Oh, my God.
Chet, what if you were an actor and there was like a big major role? And they're like, well, we don't know his schedule.
F.
So if he can finish filming this movie, would you do it?
F word.
Like, what if it was a big role?
Let's put it into more because I don't act, but let's put it into, hey, we need somebody to be the PA announcer for the Super Bowl. Alan Roach, the guy who does it now, isn't sure if he'll be able to do it. Or the Final Four, the NCAA Final Four. You know how bad I want that.
Yeah.
The guy that we have, he might be able to do it, but we're not sure.
I think it's different.
Why?
I think it's different because Alan Roach has done it for so many years. He's known for it. It's his thing. And then if they were like, hey, he can't do it, can you? It's almost like an honor. You're like, whoa, Alan Roach, that's dope. He's been doing it for so long. I think it's when people are like, so-and-so can't do it, and you kind of are on the same level.
Okay, same story. Okay, same story.
All right.
Because this is actually how I decided to bring this to the air.
Okay.
Was you had a similar situation.
Yeah.
Oh, our other singer, why not just ask you, would you like to sing for us on this day?
Yeah.
Instead of going, our other singer backed out. Do you want to do it? Why am I your second choice? And why do you think that makes me, how do you think?
I know. Okay, for context, I was asked to do a gig. They asked an American Idol winner who still has a pretty decent career, a really good career. She didn't want to do it. So they asked if I wanted to. And then I was like, well, listen, am I going to do it? Yeah, it's good money. Okay, but am I going to be happy about it?
Because it's the money. Okay, if there was plenty of money, my stuff is always, they always want me to do it for free.
Another thing I'd like to vent about, why are you doing things for free? Didn't know I had so much to get off my chest today. Thank you, gentlemen.
But I feel like in this city, this happens a lot because obviously we work in hospitality, so there's always events and there's, hey, this bartender can't make it. Can you do this gig tonight with good money? You know what I'm saying? So I think it happens a lot in a lot of different contexts. Not the same thing, but it is a last minute, hey, someone backed out. We need a waiter. Can you be a waiter tonight?
That's an interesting point.
I know. You know what I'm saying? This is good. Listening
happens a lot.
No, and I'm talking to, and so then my initial response is yes, but we're performers, and that sounds horrible.
Makes it sound even
that
more annoying.
Sounds so awful.
Yeah. Okay, you know,
but
what?
It shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference. There's no reason to tell somebody that they're second choice.
Yeah. In
anything. The way they present it. The situation is a situation. Someone backs out or can't make. You can't control that. But you can control how I approach and offer you this.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care if the other bartender back. Here's the other thing, though. Okay, now this is different. If you're the other bartender, oh God. Okay, listen. Forget relationship rehab for today. this is what we're doing. 702-364-9898. We have four passes, reserved seats, for our advanced screening of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, next Wednesday. Thank you, Allied Global Marketing. Every mission has led to this. We should have the Mission Impossible music.
Mm-hmm.
Every mission has led to this. Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt and Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
Yes.
Only in theaters and IMAX on May 23rd. You get to see it 2 days before everybody else, except for Adrian, who saw a media screening. But, you know, 2 days before the other normies.
Yeah.
Normies. It's a great movie, too. So, Adrian approved. Two thumbs up.
Adrian approved.
That's it. Say less.
Adrian, two thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Five gold star. One out of five.
Give it a 4 out of 5.
Good.
Okay.
4.5.
Give it a 4.5.
Four and 3/4.
No, 4.5. I'll go 4.5.
Seven. 4.5 out of five from Adrian. How about that? 702-364-9898. Well, then.
I'm going to throw in a grenade in this story. I just thought of it.
Mm-hmm. Are we being jerks? Me and you and you and me?
No. But I'm going to give you another scenario that totally makes sense that now is making me rethink things.
Are we being jerks?
Maybe.
Shocking. Shocking.
Great.
We don't mean to be. I've got pride. I've got morals.
Just like us.
Although, like you said, if there's enough money, those morals can be bought.
Oh, sure.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so your regularly scheduled relationship rehab has become our relationship rehab. It's our relationship. It's our relationship with others that we work with. It struck me that... To me, it's different. Hey, a bartender called out. You want the shift?
Yeah.
Is different. To me, it's different, and I'm not sure why.
Do you think it's because it's like your art? It's what you do personally. It's like your personality. It's who you
that.
Are.
I do think that.
I would agree.
I have another situation where semi-related that I think you'll understand. That they go, God, we love you so much. You are so important to us. We think the world, not here. I'm not talking about here.
No.
They would never say that here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. It's not here.
Yeah.
But they go, we love you so much. You're such a big part of what we do. We love you. We just love you. And we want you involved in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything comes up and I'm like, hello. Because you can't just show up and go, okay, include me.
Sure.
You've got to be invited in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then things happen, and you're like, okay, I'm sitting here. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Said I'd help. Said I'd do whatever you needed. Well, we thought it was beneath you. Really? Let me decide that, because trust me, I'm a worker. Nothing's beneath me.
Yeah.
But then when the time comes, it's like, don't tell me, show me. You know? Don't tell me all these things that you want to do and then don't do anything. That's like going, God, you're so hot. Why are you still single? Well, ask me on a date then.
Uh-huh.
Know what I mean?
True.
What are you doing?
All right, can I ask you a question? I want to wait till we talk. I'll use an example for Adrian. Adrian wants to host something huge in wrestling. He gets to the gig. He's hosting. He's having a blast. It's awesome. And then someone comes up and says, so happy you could do it because so-and-so we asked and he wasn't available. What if they don't tell you that when they offer it, but you're then at the gig living your best life hosting
Sucks
it?
The same. Sucks the same. People should just...
But would you rather want to know before you get hired? Mm-mm. Or would you rather know Mm-mm. during the gig?
Find out afterwards, but then I feel better about it afterwards, I think.
Okay.
I feel...
Spoil me.
It's not great. No, neither are great.
Yeah.
There is no good that comes of that.
Right.
There's no good that comes of saying it.
Yeah, I agree.
Period.
It's the presentation. I do want to do a little pushback on you, though. Like when you were bringing up, and I don't want to be bogged down specifically the bartenders. But when you said bartenders, like, hey, man, people take pride in their work.
1 million.
And there's an art to bartending.
1,000,000%.
1 million.
And I'm sure there's an art to the vast jobs that anyone could do that gets last minute. Hey, we need you for a party event, whatever the case.
I didn't explain myself. I didn't explain the whole point that I was trying to make. With the bartending thing, you generally have a schedule and you see who's on the schedule and when.
Yeah.
So you already know. Now, if, okay, Michaela, okay.
Okay. Go on.
If you knew former American Idol champion was already booked, but then had to back out, does that change it for you? And take the money part out of it. Let's just assume it's not great. You know, it is what it is.
Look, I would take the gig because I would think that it's very cool that they would think of me after she had to get out, back out, whatever. It's just going to sting, period. Like, it doesn't, like, I don't need to know any information of who you're going to hire, who you couldn't get, who didn't want to take the job, who had to back out.
And for the record, I have severe FOMO when anybody does anything that I think that I could have done.
Oh, yeah.
I can admit that.
I think that's a natural feeling.
Good.
For any human.
Good, because sometimes
I... And if it's not, I'll talk about it in therapy and come back with advice for us.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Which is why I don't have to go to therapy. I have this.
Yeah, you're good.
I have you.
Yeah.
I have you. Who else do we have on the phone?
Let's go line three with Lisa.
Okay. Yeah, Lisa, and we have you.
Okay, you know I love you guys. I love you both. But you guys are being a little bit jerks here.
Fair.
Okay, we'll
take it.
Give it to us.
Yeah, you're being a little bit jerks here.
Right.
I don't care if you're asked first or if you're asked second. Be counted, and shouldn't matter to you whether they ask you first or second. Go do the job. Like, you both love what you do. You love singing, and you love being on the radio, Michaela. Chet, you love doing your announcing. You love doing your WNBA stuff and all that. If they ask you second, it doesn't matter. You're going to kick butt.
Yeah, but I don't need it.
Don't need
my time. My time. So at that point, I've made the, is this important? And my time is important, right? So
I understand, but all evening, the jobs should be important too. Hence the reason you're in entertainment.
Yeah, but I'm not getting paid. So it's not a job. It's a do this for me. And then why do they have to present it as, well, we have somebody else. We need you to be a... Can you be on standby?
Can't you just do it out of the goodness of your heart?
I could. Sure. Couldn't they just shut up and ask me if I'm available on the day? And not...
They could, but we all know that some people have vomit of the mouth, and they say a little bit too much, and they say, oh, this person, you know, could you be the backup? Rather than just saying, hey, can you do this? Rather than just saying it, and I'll give you the date later on.
We all
know people have that. I would just say I'll do it whenever, out of the goodness of my heart, if I'm in entertainment. I do public speaking, and sometimes they'll say to me, oh, you know, if this person isn't able to come, can you come in place of? And I go.
So you never say no? Never.
Say no.
You never say no.
If I've been sick, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
just
the only reason.
I put a little more. At this stage of my life and my career, I put a little more of a premium on the time. So, while I'll do a lot of things,
and you do a lot of
I do a lot of things
that are
you do a lot some, of things.
But
yeah.
sometimes I say no, and yeah. This is one of those cases.
Do you sometimes feel in your head then that you're feeling a little bit too big for your britches?
No.
I
feel like at some point you've got to have some pride. And at some point you can't just say, you don't go on every date just because a guy asks you out. You know what
right.
I mean? Just because a man says he wants to take you to dinner doesn't mean mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
at some point you say no. Mm-hmm. What, are you too big for your britches? Why won't you sleep with the guy? Well, because I have morals. You know what I mean? I live by a code.
Yeah.
And so...
No, because they're just...
Well, what? Are you too good for him?
Yes.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I get that part of it, that you're at your stage in your career where... And I don't mean it like too big for your break, but you're at that stage in your career where you're very popular and you're very successful.
Mm-hmm.
But you also
That's
do
right.
things that, but you also do things that are very they're very non-selfish, you know, and things for others. So
do you have your choices? Yes, because you're Chet Buchanan. Yay!
God dang it. This is so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Can I tell you right now how uncomfortable this is?
This is our home
It's
crowd.
Supposed to be. Yeah. I know. This is good.
I know.
Sure. This is good.
Oh, sure. Until it's you.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not on me right now.
It's not on you right now.
And I want to put it to Michaela, too. Michaela, I want to... This is coming from someone.
Yeah, did you see how she slid out of the spotlight
right
there?
Yeah, no, I want to put Michaela back on the spotlight.
Yeah, get back in here. It's nice and warm. It's nice and hot.
No, I don't want to strip.
Michaela, imagine that we don't have a relationship. I don't know your history. If someone just told me, hey, we have an American Idol winner that is going to be doing this event, that person backs out and they're telling me not a former winner is the one who's going to be in that spot now, but someone who didn't win. I'd be like, oh, that's incredible. Then obviously you are like one of the greatest runners up or whatever the case. And like that should be a big honor.
It does.
Yeah,
listen, that
you
does
are allowed
like...
to have an ego, though. You're allowed to have an ego and pride because
and
everyone
not...
wants to be chosen. But that's still pretty good.
Yeah, that wasn't a great example because I do feel honored because I feel like we are very different. And I feel like I felt very honored that they would ask me to do it with her. I think that it's just like in general.
So why can't Fantasia do
point
it?
Is...
I'm just kidding. I was trying to think of who was
no.
it. It's not going to be Carrie.
I'll tell you.
It's not going to be Carrie, but I bet it was Fantasia.
No, it was Jordan Sparks. And she's a good friend of mine.
Love her.
I love her so much. And it is, because I think also, just sort of to like give Chet a little bit of cushion here, it's not that like we don't want to do it or we're not grateful. I think the number one thing that we were focused on is just like, if you have the chance, maybe don't tell somebody that they were second or third choice. Just be like, yo, can you do it? Cool. And with the free gigs, I will say for Chet too, he does a lot of freebies. I think a lot of entertainers do. I will say also at some point, though, it is still a job. And baby, I can't pay my bills on freebies. Like, I can't help my dad out or my family if I say yes to every free thing, because sometimes it takes time away from having to do a paid gig. I would love to do all the free stuff. I would happily do it. I'm a sister, an aunt. I'm your girl. But I also, like, can't tell, you know, Verizon that... can I sing this week to pay for my bill? You know, they're gonna be like, no, girl, we need hard cash. Give it to us.
You guys both do like tons of stuff for different charities and different everything. So, you know, the fact that honestly you are the Michaela, you are the pride of Vegas. And the fact that you were on American Idol and you made it as far as you did. At that point, I think they were looking for a country singer, and if they were looking for a pop singer and a like somebody to mold, it would have been you, girl. And I'm sorry, you should have won.
For the record, we all believe this.
Oh my!
Just so you know, I've told you this before. We all believe this.
Yes, you are fantastic, and I'm so proud of you. And the fact that they chose you after Jordan Sparks or whatever couldn't do it, you know what? 100 times that was way better. And I was so proud of you, and I'm so proud of both of you. And, you know, whether you can or you can't, you guys do enough. And you as well, Adrian. You know, you're roughly stuff that you do and everything.
Oh,
love you all.
Oh, this guy's killing it. This guy's the silent assassin over here.
The silent assassin.
But still, you know what? Even after all of that, I started to feel a little embarrassed and a little,
don't
you know,
feel embarrassed.
No, and Lisa's our friend. Lisa's our friend,
our
and she's going to tell us straight.
Yeah,
she's going to tell us straight. No, I stand by it. Now that we put it back on you, and I'm thinking about how I feel about you, Michaela. I don't need them to you. Jordan Sparks can't do it. Would you do it? That doesn't need to be part of the conversation. Do you want me to do it? And are you willing to pay me to do it? Then great. I want them to ask you. If I was your representation and they came to me, I'd be like, never mention to her that she wasn't the first choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And please in the future. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it may rub some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
I agree. It can, you know, it can hurt your feelings, and it's not about hurting your feelings or making you feel less than, because I think you're 100% more than.
So, like, don't do that. I agree with you. You know, the vomit of the mouth, a lot of people should learn to keep it to themselves. And when they're asking you guys to do things, they should just say, you know, can you do this on this date? If you can't, you know, that's fine, too. We don't have to go into detail about who was supposed to or who wasn't supposed to or anything else. I agree.
I bullied you into making my point.
First of all, Lisa, everything you said was so kind. And thank you. Like, I love you. Thank you. We all love you. And it's listeners like you. Thank you. Also, Chet. I was going to try to go to the music awards on Monday. Lisa can't go. I guess, do you want to go?
See what you did there.
She's kind of busy, but do you want to go?
I already had another better offer, so I can't.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock, almost Friday. It's the Chet Buchanan Show. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Have you ever wondered why brunch is so much better than just the normal food?
No, but I do know that it is.
It may have something to do. You, it's just the vibes. I know this. You just like being around people and you love brunch.
Mm-hmm.
It may also, according to science, have a little bit to do with the mimosas that you're pounding or the Bellinis or whatever else. They started this stupid study in 2015. They've been studying this for 10 years to make a little sense out of the whole alcohol to food. Because that's, well, I'll explain at the end. But yeah, they gave half the women alcohol, half the women a saline solution. Afterwards, they all ate lunch. The women who had the booze said their food tasted better, and they ate more than the others. Similarly, in a test with men, they gave a vodka and orange juice cocktail, little screwdriver, and others just got orange juice. The study concluded that those who drank alcohol had an increased appetite for high-fat, savory foods. If I drink, and I'll be like, no, I'm going to have a lot of calories, so I'm not going to eat right now. And then inevitably, I'm tearing the kitchen apart, cramming, you know, it's like my wife's, the next morning, my wife's like, what happened to all the string cheese? And I'm like, yeah,
Listen, I didn't quit drinking because I had a problem. I quit drinking because I ate everything and I was a little chunk of monk.
That's it.
And it was so good.
Oh, no, that's totally it.
Uh-huh. Midnight Jack in the Box tacos, say less.
If there's leftovers, I will go through the whole box of string cheese. All of it.
That's so funny.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Do you have that friend that no matter what happens, they'll blame, no matter what it is, they'll find a way to blame somebody else?
I cut him off. Because it irritates me.
I have a buddy that does it, but he does it on purpose because it's funny.
Oh, okay. That's different.
He'll find a way to try and turn it back on me.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. And it's like, stop it with that.
Yeah.
A guy in his 20s went on social media to ask for advice because his roommate stole a piece of cake that he had baked from his fridge. They have separate fridges.
Even.
And the room he went in, it gets worse. The roommate had a bad allergic reaction to the cake and called 911.
Uh-huh.
They came, hit him with an EpiPen, and he recovered. Apparently he had a peanut allergy, didn't realize the cake had peanut butter. So now the roommate who stole the cake is asking the guy that made it to pay the medical bills because, quote, he poisoned him.
Are you kidding me? The audacity.
So, especially, yes, they had a rule that they didn't share groceries. They had separate mini fridges. The roommate went into his fridge to take the cake, which was never offered to him. In the first.
Yeah, dude, it wasn't for you.
Yeah, and if it was, hey, go ahead and grab some cake. No, never offered, nothing. The guy says it's awkward, though, because they were friends before they were roommates, and the roommate with the allergy told a bunch of their other friends about it, and some of them are saying, well, maybe you should do a little.
Why?
You should do a little something. Yeah, I don't see a reason.
Keep your little sticky hands to yourself, and then you won't have a little allergic reaction where you need your medical bills paid.
How? If you know you have an allergy, how are you eating random food? B, why do you not have your own EpiPen?
You know what? You're so right, because my fiance has a peanut allergy and she can sniff that thing from a mile away.
You know, you can't have nuts on a plane anymore.
Yeah.
When I'm near my peanut. How did they survive in the 70s? I assume we had nut allergies then.
Yeah, dude.
People weren't just dropping left and right from nut allergies.
Or maybe they were because we didn't have social media, so you didn't know anything.
Yeah, they just died. Kind of like in the casinos. Oh, they just don't tell you. Stuff happens. Fire truck shows up and then they leave a couple of minutes later and they got to deal with Channel 8 and the RJ.
Yeah.
Nobody says nothing. Yeah, I gotcha.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Is it Freddie yet? Almost. We'll be here. This is wild. ABBA, legendary.
Yes.
Right? The Beach Boys,
legendary.
Bob Marley,
legendary.
Goat yep. level. Goat yep. status.
Mm-hmm.
You could put Bob Marley in there. You could put the Beach Boys or the ABBA. The ABBA. You could put the ABBA or the Diana Ross, the Janis Joplin, the Jimi Hendrix.
Janis.
B.I.G., Oasis, Queen, Snoop Dogg, The Who. All top tier, right?
Oh, yeah.
None of them have won a Grammy.
You're out of your mind.
Not one.
You're out of your mind.
No, I'm telling the truth.
I believe you. I
would not waste your time.
Don't waste it.
I wouldn't.
What do you mean?
I mean, they've never won a Grammy.
How does this happen?
Because they didn't win.
What is wrong with the American people?
Now that I don't have an answer to. I would love to give one.
Take another little piece
actually,
of
where do I
heart.
Start?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the American people?
No, because that's top of the list.
Or the people who vote on Grammys. Who votes on the Grammy? The Academy? Is it the Academy?
Well, what are they thinking?
How do you get to be part of the Academy? And this is just fun. If you own cats, you're going to laugh real hard. And you're also going to go, makes sense. Cats sleep so much. How much do they sleep? Well, let me tell you. Cats sleep so much that by the time they turn 9 years old, they've only been awake for about 3 years.
Oh, my God. Because they're so sleepy. Because they need rest. Oh, my God.
Queen never won a Grammy. Are you kidding me?
Dude, Biggie.
The Who. Yeah, Biggie and Snoop.
Diana.
That I understand a bit, just because in the 90s it was all... they didn't,
fine, but Beach Boys?
They didn't.
Make it make sense.
I don't even know.
We're leaving.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to spend the rest of the day and contemplate this.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow us on social at 985. Sorry, my mind was so blown.
I know, same.
It's like, what do we have left to do? Talk about the socials, Chet. Okay. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan. ChetBuchanan. I might even post today. What? Adrian?
You can follow me on Instagram if you like, or TikTok, either one. Account is not private. I'm open to following. I'm open to following back, to be honest. Anyway, it's at Heavyweight Radio, TikTok, Instagram, plus a Likely with Adrian Hernandez, available on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll be at Fountain Blue tonight with my boys.
I have been obsessed with this in the back of my head for the last few days. When your stepmother passed, and remember when we had that conversation, that hour-long conversation,
yeah,
that changed my life and that I will cherish forever.
Oh, my God.
That, yeah.
You'll make me promised, cry right now.
Yeah. I promised you that we would do something, that we would make something good out of your stepmother's passing.
Yeah.
And out of the fact that, hey, listen, love somebody today. Say something nice to somebody that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Make a new friend.
Uh-huh.
Be a good friend, because you just never know, right?
Yes.
And always remember, great things are just about to happen.
Love that.
And because it all. Hey, if you're going through it and you're having a rough day, it can all change in an instant.
Yes.
If you're just doing okay, it can all become great in an instant.
I love you so much for saying that. Listen, I had a rough couple of months. I'm coming out of the trenches now. It doesn't last forever. We're feeling good again.
Yeah, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
Except this show, for God.
Forever.
Good Lord.
We may not win a Grammy either, but we'll be here.
The only reason they won't fire me is because I want them to. That's a joke. It's a joke. No, because they really might fire me, and I don't want them to.
Stop.
I really don't.
They won't.
Yeah, so meet us back here. Well, if you want to do something about it, meet us back here tomorrow.
Yeah.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye, easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.